Mr. President, I don't see anyone else in the chamber right now, and let me just take on a totally different subject. Up until, I guess, today is the turnover day. As the presiding officer knows, I've chaired the Environment and Public Works Committee now for 4 years. I've enjoyed that very much. We'll be turning that over now to Senator Barbara Boxer, and we'll be working very closely together. But I think it's one thing happened just a few days ago that I think it's worth getting on the record and talking about a little bit, because this is something that's going to come up in our discussions in that committee. As you probably noticed, Mr. President, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recently took some action to begin a formal consideration of whether to list the polar bear as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. Over the next year, they're going to be working on this, making a determination as to whether or not the listing should take place. So right now, we're starting that one-year period. The question that the service has to answer is there clear scientific evidence that current worldwide polar bear populations are in trouble and facing possible extinction in the foreseeable future? As the service reviews the issue over the next year, I feel confident they'll conclude, as I have, that listing is unwarranted at this time. In the proposal, the Fish and Wildlife Service acknowledges that for 7 of the 19 worldwide polar bear populations, this is very significant, Mr. President, there are 19 populations worldwide for the polar bear. 7 of those, the service has no population trend data of any kind. And so for more than a third of the known populations out there, we don't have any information. The other data suggests that for an additional 5 polar bear populations, the number of bears is not declining but is stable. 2 more of the bear populations showed a reduced number in the past due to overhunting, but these 2 populations are now increasing because of new hunting restrictions. Other sources of data mentioned in the Wall Street Journal piece, this is just this past Tuesday, suggest that, quote, there are more polar bears in the world now than there were 40 years ago. I would have to say there are quite a few more, almost twice the number that there were 40 years ago. The Fish and Wildlife Service estimates that the polar bear population is 20 to 25,000 bears, whereas in the 50s and 60s, the estimates were as low as 5 to 10,000 bears, and most of this was due to the sport hunting at that time, and most of that has been banned. Now, the 2002 U.S. Geological Survey of Wildlife in the Arctic Refuge Coastal Plain noted that the polar bear populations, quote, may now be near historic highs. So if the number of polar bears does not appear to be in decline, then why are we considering listing the species as threatened? Because the ESA is broken. The Endangered Species Act is broken. It needs to be fixed. We've tried to fix it for the last 4 years. We've been unable to reach a consensus. The ESA allows the service, now we're talking about the Fish and Wildlife Service, to list the entire range of polar bears as threatened and thereby extend a wide array of regulatory restrictions to them, their habitat, despite a dearth of data and a lack of scientific evidence that polar bears are indeed in trouble. The law also allows for the Fish and Wildlife Service to justify its proposal on a sample from a single population in western Hudson Bay in Canada, where the populations have decreased by 259 polar bears in the last 17 years. Now, let's stop and think about this. This is in the western Hudson Bay in Canada, one of the 19 sites. And this is the one that is the most severe. The population has decreased by 259 polar bears in the last 17 years. However, the figures that were the International Union of Conservation of Nature and Natural Resources says that 234 bears have been killed in the last 5 years alone. Now, if you figure that 234 have been killed in the last 5 years, and the total in the last 17 years, it was 259, you have to assume that more than the 259 were actually shot. Now, ironically, Canada now is liberalizing a lot of their hunting in that area, and it's going to allow more hunting, and this is something that they need to address. I would like to say that while I support hunting as a general matter, we need to fully understand its impact on the polar bear population before we blame global warming for changes in bear population. I've already said that we can document pretty well, and scientifically it's documented, that the number of bears have actually increased, except in areas where hunting is more prevalent. And I think there are a lot of people who want to somehow insert global warming as a crisis in everything and use polar bears for that reason, and we're not going to let that take place. The Fish and Wildlife Service asserts that the reason for the decline in the Western Hudson Bay population is climate change-induced ice melting. To make that assertion, they rely on hypothetical climate change computer models showing massive loss of ice and irreparable damages in the polar bear's habitat. The service then extrapolates that reasoning to the other 18 populations of polar bears. All right, there are 19 populations. One of them is in trouble, but they'll use that as the model, and they'll take that and apply that same extrapolation to the 18 other populations of polar bears, making the assumption that all bears in these populations will eventually decline and go extinct. Again, this conclusion is not based on field data, but on hypothetical modeling. That that is considered perfectly acceptable scientific evidence under the Endangered Species Act, and that's why it should be changed. I don't believe our federal conservation policy should be dictated by hypothetical computer projections, because the stakes of a listing decision under ESA can be extremely high. The listing of the polar bear is no exception. The ESA is the most effective federal tool to usurp local land use control and undermine private property rights. As landowners and businesses have known for decades, when you want to stop a development project or just about any other activity, find a species on that land to protect, and things will slow down, and many times they stop. It could be the burying beetle, it could be the Arkansas shiner, and now it could be the polar bear. This is because Section 7 of the ESA requires that any project that involves the federal government in any way must meet the approval of the Fish and Wildlife Service before the project can move forward. The federal government involvement in a project can take the form of a federal grant, an environmental permit, a grazing allotment, a pesticide registration, a land development permit, or a number of other documents. The law requires that the Fish and Wildlife intervene and determine if the project may affect an endangered or threatened species. So in the case of the polar bear listing, oil and gas exploration in Alaska, which accounts for 85% of the state's revenue and 25% of the nation's domestic oil production, is immediately called into question. Likewise, the state's shipping, highway construction, or fishing activities will also be subject to federal scrutiny under Section 7. Furthermore, because the Fish and Wildlife has linked the ice flow habitat concerns of polar bears to global climate change, all kinds of projects under the around the country could be challenged. Some will say that this isn't possible or that I'm exaggerating it. But if you'll take the ESA to its logical conclusion, which is certainly to be done by environmental special interest groups, any activity that allegedly affects climate change or greenhouse gas emissions may have to be evaluated and approved by Fish and Wildlife for its effect on the ice flows on which polar bears depend. Thus, this proposal could be the ultimate assault on local land use decisions, decision-making, and suppression of private property rights to date. So it's important that we take the next year to gather information, to make it the science, make sure that it is logical science, and that our decisions are science-based. And again, the Wall Street Journal of just this past Wednesday, it was, not Tuesday, has an article where they go through and they document very well, very succinctly, that with this we are not having a problem in losing this population. In fact, it's actually growing. So I would like to ask unanimous consent at the conclusion of my remarks here that we include the Wall Street Journal editorial in its entirety.
Without objection.